beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Welcome to the Bookworms Podcast. Today we will be talking about fiction versus nonfiction stories. The people in today's podcast are
Burton,
Miguel,
Carlos,
Anders,
and Caleb.
So what on earth are fiction and nonfiction stories? Fiction stories are stories made up by an author. Nonfiction books are stories that contain only real information. Welcome to the Bookworms Podcast.
And if you want to learn more, we have you covered. Keep on listening to learn more.
Hi, I'm Burton, and in my book is called The Giver, and it is in a futuristic setting where the government controls everyone. In this book, the main character is Jonas, and he figures out that the government is controlling everyone and making sure that everyone is the same. But Jonas is the one exception.
Hi, I'm Miguel, and my book is called I Survived the Tsunami of 2011. My book is about a boy that had a little brother and a wonderful family. Then an earthquake happened, and then they almost died, but they survived. That earthquake caused a tsunami that destroyed everything in the area. The family was quickly separated.
In The Giver, Jonas starts to realize that the government is controlling him. He realizes that he is different and an independent thinker. This change is positive/negative.
In my book, I Survived, they reunite in a school gym at the top of a mountain.
For example, The Giver is not real, aka fiction, but the I Survived books describe true events that happened, which is nonfiction. It comes to preference if you like serious books, then nonfiction books are for you. But if you like fun made-up stories, fiction is for you.
In this podcast, we have seen different examples of fiction and nonfiction books. In addition to this, we have learned what fiction and nonfiction books are. Knowing what fiction and nonfiction books are, they can help you figure out what you like as well. To wrap things up, fiction books are good because the author has more of creative license to write what he or she wants to make it fun as well. In nonfiction books, you can learn about things in real life. That will be it for today.
Goodbye!
Thank you.